Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like those Sheikas and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folks' face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS one moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they want to remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You've seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me, bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot. Me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Feedback. What's going on, everybody? This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. I hope y'all can hear me. I ain't got everything set up properly yet. I'm trying to see now how everything going to do that. It's like echo. Turn things down. All right. What we're going to do today is Emmett Till's birthday. So what I'm going to do today is go pro-black. I'm going pro-black today, pro-black hip-hop in honor of Emmett Till. So what I'm going to do is kick it off with some little Emmett Till history.
Hi.
Hold on for a second. Let me get that out of the way, get somebody in the house. Let me go ahead and get this lined up. I ain't got my Emmett's not in the building, so it'd be difficult for me to get Ebony up on here, so we might not have our I know we're not going to have our top 10. I know we don't have our top 10, so we're going to have our top 10. So I am going to go into a documentary that I pulled up for Emmett Till. And I'm going to do a documentary. I'm coming some pro-black hip-hop. We're going pro-black hip-hop today, everybody. And then, well, not all the way, because I ain't got a lot of pro-black hip-hop stuff. But I do got some Mike Flo that's kind of hot. But let's kick it off with the history of Emmett Till. And then we're going to go to some pro-black music. Two parts, everybody, so bear with me.
In the darkest days of the civil rights era, militant racists sought to destroy the movement. Their tactic was terror.
I still wake up hearing no scream. I still wake up at times seeing fire.
Foot soldiers in the battle for equality were assassinated.
I saw him lying there and screamed.
Children were sacrificed because of the color of their skin.
That picture of Emmett shows us the ugliness of racism.
Those who died in domestic wars, not just foreign wars, they made America better.
Those who marched and risked their lives created a new chapter in history. It was written with the blood of the civil rights martyrs. Time of reckoning for America. By most accounts, it was a war. The stakes were nothing less than freedom.
The civil rights movement was really a struggle to ensure that America would live up to its promises of equality written in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence.
On one side stood those who sought to abolish a centuries-old system of state-sanctioned segregation.
These people literally put their bodies on the line to make our country something better. Many of these young people went into the lion's den. It was very dangerous.
They clashed with an army desperately clinging to the last vestiges of white superiority.
The black man got a chance and they called him Michael Luther King. We called him Lucifer. And if this nigga thinks he can stir the niggas up, I'll go also inform him that the white men can be stirred up to defend what is rightfully theirs.
People was coming from up north, and I quote, they were stirring up problems with our niggers down here, and they didn't want this to happen.
As in any war, there were casualties, but only on one side of the battlefield.
We must never, ever forget that in our own country, during a short period of time, many of our citizens gave their lives in another war, in another battle. And these people, these martyrs, didn't receive any honors or medals, but they were fighting a war just as important as any war our country's ever engaged in abroad.
As the death toll rose, the oppressed cried out for justice. But the brutality did not destroy the movement's resolve. It only stoked the fires of freedom.
Every time the blood of the innocent was spilled, every time a worker was martyred, it exploded interest in our struggle.
The beating and killing of our clergymen and young people will not divert us. We're on the move now.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
On April 4th, 1968, a shot rang out in the Memphis night. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the leader of the civil rights movement, was assassinated as he stood on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. The bullet that entered his face and exited his back made King a martyr. A life of flesh and blood that had taken on mythic proportions had come to an end. But while King was the epicenter and conscience of the movement, there were other martyrs to its cause. Men and women who died in defiance, children who died in innocence. This is their story. An old shack juts out of a cotton field like a blister, as the air is electric with the ceaseless drone of insects. 14-year-old Emmett Till is in bed, restless from the heat and humidity. A truck drives up a dusty road. Two white men get out and enter the house. Inside, the owner of the shack, Emmett's granduncle, 64-year-old Mose Wright, protests. But the two men rouse the boy out of bed and force him into their truck. Emmett Till is on a journey from which he will never return. Till had come out a week earlier from Chicago, where he'd lived a quiet life with his mother Mamie, though some accounts characterized the boy as a prankster, a risk-taker. His mother disagrees.
He was a good boy. And when he wasn't looking after me and the things around the house, we had about three or four older people in the neighborhood that he saw to religiously.
Till left Chicago in August of 1955 to spend the summer with his favorite cousins in Money, Mississippi. Population, 55. He'd been warned by his mother that things were different in the South.
I told him to be sure to say yes, sir, and no, sir. That was one of the first things I told him. And then I told him, I said, if you meet a white woman, you do not look at her. You drop your head. I said, if necessary, you step off the sidewalk and let her pass.
His mother's warning was prophetic, for it was an encounter with a white woman in a general store one afternoon that would prove fatal to Emmett Till. By some accounts, Emmett had walked out of the store and said bye, baby, to Carolyn Bryant, the shopkeeper. From a modern perspective, the incident may seem like nothing, but in the context of that time in the South, it was a potent incident that touched on racial and sexual taboos. Whatever Emmett Till's momentary indiscretion was, he might as well have lit a bonfire. Ever since the end of the Civil War, despite gaining their freedom from slavery, blacks had been decreed second-class citizens in the South. Segregation wasn't just a way of life, it was the law of the land. The so-called Jim Crow laws created a state-sanctioned racial caste system.
Jim Crow laws is the name that came to apply to those laws which was passed after Reconstruction when whites began to take back political power in the South. And they passed laws that forbid a black person, for example, to go to white schools, to ride on the bus without sitting in the back. Any number of laws that basically codified or made illegal for black people to exercise right the white people had.
But in 1954, 1 year before the Till incident, the Supreme Court, in the historic Brown versus Topeka Board of Education ruling, made it illegal for school systems to segregate blacks. It set the South simmering.
They want to throw white children and colored children into the melting pot of integration, so out of which will come a conglomerated balada mongrel class of people.
There was a great fear put in white people by really the intellectual establishment of the South through its newspapers and speeches of its leaders that if blacks integrate our society, they're only going to be interested in white women.
The South sought to cling to the traditions it had held in its glory days. Any change to that way of life made many Southern whites angry. No black would be allowed to cross the color line. So when the townspeople of Money, Mississippi, perceived that Emmett Till had crossed that line at the expense of the dignity of a white woman, it sealed his fate. After being abducted from his uncle's home, Till was taken by Carolyn Bryant's husband, Roy, and his brother-in-law, J.W. Millam, to a remote shack. Emmett Till died a horrible death. He was beaten so badly, his head was crushed. One eye was gouged out. He was shot in the head.
up. My steel bullets flew up. Into my surprise, the wall and tower blew up. Who shot what? Who? What the bazooka was who? Into my rescue, it was a S1W. Secure my getaway, so I just got away. The joint broke from the black smoke. Then they saw it was rougher than the average fluffer. Cause the steel was black, the attitude is exact. Now the chase is on, telling you to come on. 53 brothers on the run, and we are gone.
But I'm told that in places like in the Arctic, where indigenous people sometimes might hunt a wolf, they'll take a double-edged blade and they'll put blood on the blade and they'll melt the ice and stick the handle in the ice so that only the blade is protruding, and that a wolf will smell the blood and wants to eat. And it'll come and lick the blade, trying to eat. And what happens is when the wolf licks the blade, of course, he cuts his tongue and he bleeds. And he thinks he's really having a good thing. He drinks and he licks. And of course, he's drinking his own blood and he kills himself. That's what the imperialists did to us with Christ cocaine. You got these young brothers out there thinking that they're getting something that they're going to make a living with. They're getting something they can buy a car like the white people have cars. Why can't I have a car? They get something so they can get a piece of gold. The white people have gold. Why can't I have gold? They get something to get a house. The white people have a house. Why can't I have a house? And they actually think that it's something that's bringing resources to them, but they're killing themselves just like the wolf who's licking the blade, and they're slowly dying without knowing. That's what's happening to the community. You with me on that? That's exactly and precisely what happens to the community. And instead of blaming the hunter who put the damn handles and the blade in the ice for the wolf, then what happens is the wolf gets blamed for trying to live. That's what happens in our community. You don't blame the person, the victim, you blame the oppressor. Imperialism, white power is the enemy. Was the enemy when it first came to Africa, snatched up the first African, brought us here against our will, is the enemy today. That's the thing that we have to understand.
We got that new music coming up. I'm going to go back to part two of this Emmett Till special right here. Today's his birthday. Doing a little first half Black Power edition. I'm going blind. Calling from 305. I'm going to pick you up and just hold with me. Now we'll put like the 305. Let me go to this Emmett Till 305. I got about 4 more minutes left. I'm going to come right back to you. Part two of this Emmett Till special, everybody. Check me out.
To the Southern establishment that lorded over its black citizens, Till's death at first had no impact.
They considered his death as basically nothing. And you have to consider that in Mississippi and in the South in these days, the deaths of black Americans did not merit news.
The possibility of a trial or a conviction was also a non-issue.
The history of Mississippi, and I'd say in general in the South, was that no whites had ever been convicted for killing blacks.
It is in that setting that he was killed with a degree of permissiveness. But that is how grotesque, how sick the country was at that time.
Within days of his death, Emmett Till's body was found at the bottom of the Tallahatchie River. It was wired to the 75-pound fan to keep it from floating up. When his remains were sent back to Chicago, his mother was torn apart with grief. But the wooden box that held his body had been nailed shut. There were instructions from the Mississippi coroner that under no circumstances was it to be unsealed. But this was Chicago, and Emmett's mother demanded to see her son one last time. After seeing what was left of her son, Mamie insisted on an open casket funeral.
I wanted the world to look in and see. And so that's when I decided to let the world come in and see, because it was something that I could not handle alone.
There were many people lynched and assassinated, but something about the Emmett Till killing, maybe that something was the way people were able to see it all around the nation.
America could no longer pretend that lynchings, the vigilante murders of blacks, were an acceptable or inevitable fact of life. In the post-Civil War era, there had been thousands of lynchings. Emmett Till's death underscored two points: that things had to change, but also there'd be blood spilled on the way.
That picture of Emmett shows us the ugliness of racism. And because the world was able to see Emmett in that state, that brought on the what we call the modern civil rights movement.
The Southern newspapers said all the right things, that Till's murder was brutal and senseless, and that the people of Mississippi deplored this brutal act. And yet, when Roy Bryant and J.W. Milam were arrested and ordered to stand trial, some of those white Southerners who were shocked would find a way to take care of their own. In 1955, J.W. Milam and Roy Bryant were charged with the brutal slaying of Emmett Till in Money, Mississippi. As America pointed an accusing finger at the South, white Mississippians who'd previously decried the killing now circled their wagons. They raised $10,000 for the accused legal expenses, and five local lawyers volunteered to defend them. During their testimony, Milam and Bryant brazenly admitted to kidnapping and beating the boy, and yet the all-white jury deliberated for just 1 hour and acquitted them of murder. In 1955, this was the way justice was meted out in the South.
The white power structure of the South, in effect, endorsed their activities by not prosecuting them when they committed crimes, or if whites sat on juries, they simply nullify the evidence, just end up with find them not guilty. So they felt they had a license to kill.
Sometime after the acquittal, Milam sold his story to Look magazine. He admitted to an interviewer that he and Bryant had in fact shot Till in the head. But Emmett Till's death would not go down as just another lynching.
People didn't forget it. It had just a galvanizing effect, particularly on the black population.
Dr. King was often saying, honor and suffering is redemptive, and there's power in innocent blood. The innocent blood of Emmett Till exploded and hit the national consciousness in ways that was irreversible.
Peace, quiet, and good order will be maintained in our city to the best of our ability. Riots, melees, and disturbances of the peace are against the interest of all our people and therefore cannot be permitted.
The jury found that they were all not guilty, not guilty, not guilty,
We've been
not
told
guilty,
it all
not
along
guilty.
Crenshaw Boulevard, there's a series of fires. A lot of looting is going on. A disaster area, obviously.
Found that they were all not guilty.
Make it rough.
A lot of activity continues here in Savannah.
Make it rough.
Human beings in a mind.
head next. But right outside that same city, the celebratory atmosphere would change quickly. Who watches the game with me? You know Lil' Trayvon was repping his hometown, D-Wade and LeBron. He had just came up from Miami to see his daddy, who knew such a great weekend would end badly. In a place where you move because it's safe for your family, but some people got an ingrown hate for your family. Halftime, just a short break from the slamming. About to go to the store, no cuz, you want some candy? Bet I'll grab you some Skittles, kid. I'll be right back in a little bit. I said I'll grab you some Skittles, kid. I'll probably be right back in a little bit. Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. Cousin Skittles and an iced tea. Walked out the store and felt the chill of the night breeze. It seemed a little colder than before. He didn't know it was a bore, like a soldier in a war that was watching them, clocking them, thinking about stopping them. 9 milli cocking them. Who's this nigga walking through my neighborhood? He fits all the specifics of criminal statistics. He looks suspicious. 911 was show emergency. A black man walking through my hood perfectly. Stay calm, it's just no Trayvon, but he wanna be the hero, so he put his cape on. George Zimmerman, neighborhood block captain. Know they clocks wrapped in, fake cop has been. Got out the car, knowing what the cops ask him. They always get away, this time that will not happen.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. All right, all right. Just a while.
George Zimmerman didn't take his Ritalin. Drunk off adrenaline, says he's making the citizens arrest. Trayvon looks at him vexed. I just walked to the store, nothing more, nothing less. Just steps from his home, he ignores his request. George grabs him, Trayvon swings and connects. Starts screaming out for help, but Zimmerman sees a threat. So he pulls out his gun and he points it at his chest. He fires, but he misses. Trayvon pleads for forgiveness. I didn't do nothing, this is senseless. But George Zimmerman was so vicious, he made sure the second shot hit him. No survivor, no witness. Trayvon never gave his cousins the Skittles. Mr. All-Star Game didn't see another dribble. And George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.
Center Police Department, lines being recorded.
Now let's put it all in perspective before the outrage burns out misdirected. What can we do so our community protected? I believe that should be our main objective. While we full of rage and we want to make a difference, let's do more than protest. Let's make a commitment to be proactive, not just emotional reacting. Move like G, never passive. Organize state teams, martial arts classes. Get to the gun range and make your aim accurate. Self-defense is a must by any tactic. Security protocol, make it a daily practice. They say I look suspicious, I get it all the time. Pro-black face had it when they drop dime. Follow me, get on your jack, tell them to come get me. You better get your gun, you be the judge, jury. Yeah. We gotta make better war moves. Police the pigs, polish our own tools. Fight back, become a force to be reckoned. Let them feel the consequence, pulling that weapon. They do what they wanna do, who they think they can. In a stand, it's no respect for the black man. What's the solution? The ballot of the bullet, G. Give me that pistol, that vote never give us. I tell the young people, go ahead, protest. Petitions, picket signs, citizens arrest. Just know we get war, so get your game face on. Hoodie on, I bomb first, but straight on.
I'm tired of the marching, the rally, and the protesting. We hooping and hollering, still we getting no justice. To Daniel Diallo, Bell, Grant, and Trayvon. It's the free mix on your radio station. Turn it up so you could drown out all the media hype. We plot, planning, and strategizing, ready to fight. The government ain't gonna stop it as long as they make a profit off our criminalization. Our people gonna be. Talk. target. Dressing, zipping, window, Allen, who gon' be next? Fuck the talking, get some power, then we get some respect. When I die, don't put me on a shirt, my nigga. Be a revolutionary, make them hurt, my nigga. That's a quote from New York Money, that's my RBD family. Sick man, Mike Flow, most justice and sanity. Cause we do the same thing, expecting different results. I'm checking the vital signs, but I ain't getting no post.
Please, a view from a true D perspective. These mic machines depose all oppression. Say your point in here to uphold justice, but they get denied, yo, they cheat and they lie, folks. Hate views, fake moves, and wild hostile. Young black world in a struggle for survival. Great stress and effects, disrespect, disconnect. Dirt and wise, these Skittles and nice teeth. Gunshots and blood to break the night breeze. The several point the judge, it might be Nazis. Insecurity, identity doubt. You think that they see a neighbor, they see a villain is out. Instead of answer, it was random police movement and conclusive confusion. The present news clip, callous bullshit. Every talking head is clueless. Many subtle channels stupid. Sick of the town, we know it's been that. It's time to fix that for every place we live at. Put in work where we are to change the whack track. They make you holler in the hour where they say that. They shooting, made you die. I act as if the murder innocence is not crime. Killers on the run, watch them and your time's up. Mr. Murderer, where you hiding at? They shooting, made you die. I act as if the murder innocence is not crime. Killers on the run, watch them and your time's up. I hope you hear this, right where you hiding at. Trayvon,
who are you?
Trayvon, Trayvon,
who are you?
On the phone, talking to your shorty. Make no mistake, there's one like you in every city. You know the story. He gon' creep up from behind, have you leave her before your time. By the time Popo show up, he gon' say he was so scared that he shot you up.
He could've been the next president. He could have been the next judge. He could have been the next astronaut. So one day we get justice.
We won't stop neighborhood watch, y'all. If you're 17 with a hoodie on, watch out for the neighborhood watch, y'all. Feel for you if you 17.
white, black, I was raised to be equal to anyone. Listening to you, you are so precious. I just can't believe it. I am shocked. You're scaring me.
What is he saying that you have a problem with? What is he saying that you have a problem with?
What scares us is I think we hear violence.
Thank you. Don't know what the fuck it is you talking about.
I'm so scared to go around the world next year because I was never a prejudiced person until I'm listening to you. It's really scary hearing what you're saying. I'm very scared.
What is he saying that you have a problem with? What is he saying that you have a problem with?
What scares us is I think we hear violence.
Thank you. Don't know what the fuck it is you're talking about.
That same question about fearing, or white people fearing, you know, what will the black folks do and stuff. We should be running down the street screaming, ramping, and raving, because when you look at the statistics, who is the one dying? From the policemen, from the KKK, from the skinheads.
What scares us is I think we hear violence.
What is he saying that you have a problem with? And why is it when a black man stands up to speak for his people, and other people stand up to speak for their people, there's no problem with it? But you're saying he said black, he said Jew. When people talk, they talk like that. But why is it when a black man stands up to speak for his people, you feel so threatened? Everybody's paranoid. And you talk about it's not segregation. We live in Harlem. We live in Watts. We live in Bedford-Stuyvesant. That's a form of segregation. We walk through Bensonhurst. We get killed. So what are you talking about?
And now, still more major news. An exclusive interview with the woman who heard a Sanford vigilante gun down a teenager on February 26th.
Sanford police have said George Zimmerman's claims of self-defense kept them from arresting him. And now, 10 days later, he's still free. That's fueling outrage around Central Florida and the nation. Channel 9's Darlene Jones has been breaking new developments on this story from the beginning. And she talked to the people who really know what happened. She leads off our team coverage with that exclusive interview tonight. And Darlene, police only took a 2- or 3-sentence statement from this woman. How long did you talk to her?
Vanessa, I spent 30 minutes with her on camera, and she told us her entire story. After we heard her out, we reached out to Sanford police here at headquarters, who told us they have been swamped with media requests and warned us we might not hear back from them today.
The cry stopped as soon as the gun went off, so I know it was the little boy.
Mary Kutcher said that cry for help got her attention the day 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed in her backyard by George Zimmerman, a neighborhood vigilante. Until now, she's ignored repeated attempts by national and local media to share what she saw, partially out of fear.
So we said everything okay. He just looked at us. And some asked him again, what's up? What's going on? Everything okay? And he just said, call the police. Kind of nonchalantly, like, leave me alone.
According to this partial police report, Kutcher is one of 6 eyewitnesses Sanford police took a statement from that night. Kutcher said it was short, and police never questioned her in detail until after she repeatedly reached out to them.
Blew us off. And I called him back again, and I said, I know this was not self-defense. There was no punching, no hitting going on at the time, no wrestling.
Kutcher believes whatever confrontation there was, it ended before they got to her backyard, and she believes Zimmerman continued to chase Martin as he tried to get home. Police said Zimmerman had a bloody nose and blood on the back of his head, and he told police he was yelling for someone to help, but no one would. Kutcher believes even if Martin got the best of Zimmerman, it's no excuse to kill an unarmed teenager half his size.
I assumed he's going to be arrested. Common sense will tell you. And he wasn't.
As I said, we spent an hour with her, 30 minutes of that on camera at 6, why she decided to speak out now. Reporting live in Seminole County in Sanford, Darlene Jones, Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
Now, Sanford police pointed to a state statute for not making an immediate arrest, and they sent us a copy of the law entitled Justifiable Use of Force. But our legal analyst reviewed the statute, and it says if Zimmerman was told by 911 to not confront Martin and did anyway, the statute is not on his side.
Hey, let's go to McDonald's. McDonald's.
You're going to work for me until I tell you to quit.
You don't own me, pig, and no motherfucker tells me when I can split.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, redneck faggot.
Here I sit, eating Christmas dinner leftovers. Constantly toting bullshit on my shoulders. I'm frigid. Heart keeps getting colder. Solving the case, the truth is getting closer. Shit on these dudes on the bus of your Range Rover. Similar to Jigga on niggas, I take over. Mr. 4655, please move over. Always survive the floods of madness like Noah. White boy goose and your crew, a bunch of jokers. This goes for all of y'all, I'm hanging up wanted posters. Mad coy won't happen until a few get focused. Play the enemy and feel the wrath of Black Sosa. Fuck your best friend over the sofa, bend her over. Kids were sleeping, had to sneak out, beautiful weekend. And if she was to call now, I would do it again. Violent bars, so please stop with the grins. You whispering niggas bleed milk like Sean Penn. Eyes to the sky like God, where have you been? They got kids, instead I kill them with a pen. Fuck all you bitter bitches who can't recognize real men. I'm bitten, a few names will be mentioned. If you cross that line, I will attack, no restrictions. Steven, I would have took you off this planet if it wasn't for your cousin. While all you young niggas wanna die trying to prove something. Bumbling niggas can't handle me. On 131, he created a masterpiece. I ask myself, why the fuck are y'all mad at me? Don't be surprised when I start speaking my piece. Kids, mama talking shit, wanna check her cavities. Nah, I won't do the penitentiary. I apologize for my people, I owe money. Mayday, mayday, they burned down the cafe. Damn, these are the last days. Before I leave, I want my own show, Ray J. Can't do shit, nay, nay. Confused pretty bitches, you can get the payday. I'm so fly, Mr. O'Hare, midway. Learn from me, no replay to sensei. They're mad, cause I have kids now. Like dogs and strangers, bitch, get down. Just Mag and Millie, you motherfuckers are loud. Please, with both of y'all, put something in your mouth. I'm tired of the nonsense, this is free music. And no, it's not convict, out like Mike Vick. Full-fledged lyricist, complicated like pyramids. God damn it, y'all got me irritated. Any challenge in front of me, nigga, I will face it. And leave you looking stupid till they say go get a facelift.
Why do you do the things you do?
347-838-9825. My fault, 305. Call me back,
hey,
man.
Hey,
what's going on, Mac Daddy? What it is? What it do?
Hey, man, I'm just blessed to be another year younger, and I'm in tune on the Jimmy Lee Underground Network, FM, AM, Cyrus deal. I mean, I hear we 2 million strong for all the radio listeners out there. I am MC Mac Daddy Sean Ross. And y'all in tune to the Boom Boom Room, y'all. The Boom Boom Room. Boom Boom Room. July 25th.
Yo, all of Daddy, we're overseas now. You know we're overseas now. We off in Norway, we off in Germany, we off in France, you know, we off in Japan, you know, we got it going on. What's going down, Boom Boom? What's happening?
Well, in the Boom Boom Room, we're live in Cincinnati, Ohio tonight, celebrating MC Mac Daddy Sean Ross' birthday bash at Club Plush on Hamilton Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. It'll be going down tonight, pre-Jazz Fest kickoff with the brothers. Birthday party, and we're going to get turned up. I got a motto, a vegan fixin' with me. My girl Crystal Yarbrough in the building representing Houston, Texas. She's in the building, y'all. For all you radio listeners down in Houston, y'all got somebody up in Ohio representing that 713 on the Jimmy Lee Underground Network, the Boom Boom Room. Hi, Ebony.
Hold on, let me bring her in now. Let me bring Ebony in now. Ebony's in live. You on live, there. What up?
Going in live. Happy birthday, Big Dead Mac Daddy Ross. Happy birthday.
Hey, it means a lot coming from the ladies of Tim McGamarow. Yeah, and yep, they in the building, along with the Square Men. Square Men, G and Compass, the Two Dogs, Rudy Roo. They're going to be in the building tonight at Club Plush, Hamilton Avenue. Y'all just in the Ohio area, get there. Pre-Jazz Fest kickoff. You know, Jimmy Lee giving away some tickets for the Jazz Fest tomorrow, and they don't even know it.
Hold on, Ross. I got a special song I'm just playing for you right now. Hold on for 1 second. Hit it, Ebony.
Oh, today is your birthday, and I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour.
I'll be in Chicago soon, though, Jimmy, by the end of the summer, man. I'm going to come see you, baby.
We got to get it in. We got to get in. Hey, Mike, Dad, you got to get down. You got to get down right now to Palm Springs. You need to tell your little crew to pack you up, because you see how your boy's doing it right now in L.A., Mac Daddy. You see how he's doing it in L.A., you know?
He's doing it big. He's doing it real big. I want him to take it to the hills. You know what I mean? Because we on a global move. We on a global movement in the underground and the Jimmy Lee Underground Network. I need Ebony. She's still on.
What's up?
What's up, young lady? How you doing, young lady?
I'm on the line. What's up?
Okay, I need you to do this.
I'm just driving down the spot.
This is how I need my theme music. And if you know what I need, you know, George Clinton, I need some theme music to kick off Mac Daddy's 2014 birthday set, kicking off right here live under the Jimmy Lee Underground Network. I need to hear that right now, because I want to I got to start my birthday turned up.
Happy birthday.
What song are you trying to pull off?
I'm gonna go.
Let me go in there and play some West Coast music for a second. Y'all hold on for a minute. Hey, hey,
do me a favor, man.
Mac
Daddy don't care.
Hold on. Let me get some Vegas new music on for a second. Hold on, everybody. Check me out.
Getting late in the studio. Honestly, I'm getting kind of hungry. I got my singer on Twitter. People falling asleep. Man, I guess this is what it's like to be a rapper tonight. Shout out to Herb again for making the beat. Take one. I don't even know what I'm gonna do with this one. The cutest fucking thing about rappers on your playlist. The late nights in the studio with racists. Rappers don't want to feature on your playlist. But you still not trying to get the hustle on. Put the song and pushing tapes with the music on. Tracklist getting bigger with a good song. Fight as fuck, get that mind, you switch on. The soundtrack original is a great song. Use an imitation, try to find your inspiration. It's not me like a fucking speech pattern of man. Money talks to all bullshit, walks, huh? Bad songs at me are never acceptable. Working hard with my paycheck, that's the most fuck. Having girlfriends, women all flexible. High school girls giving head to be acceptable. The high school jocks can see your assholes. Woo! There he go, Black Bears go with the flow, they know. Cape Town, Westbound, and I know that. Past songs won't ever get a playback. Take one JP and you love that. Face up that, yes, I play that. Outlandish shit, I'll say that. Spaz on the beat, yeah, I tried that. I ain't even got a line, make a rhyme with that. With the fake bitches, that they probably laugh at that. Fast girls usually get us with attractions. Pants off, bra, all big attractions. Now the pre-com got you with the dead today. Pulling out, cause you thought you had the feeling tan. Little Jimmy is a goddamn kid today. Ayo, Spaz, go over here and kill this beat now. Young Chaz in the building. Yeah. Chasing after this money. Roll around in my new whip. Take a look, it ain't funny. Rollie on me exclusive. Now back in the rap chemist, wanna spit it, I'ma put a flash in and match with him. Got them haters on me and that girl's back bending. Acting like you know me, nigga, I ain't Mac Millie. It's gonna take a sec to bring the flow back. Y'all know niggas better know that. Gonna take a picture like Kodak. Hold on, wait a minute, let me go back. And with the Mac 10, eating niggas like Pac-Man. And you know I got to strap in. Quit to make them do a back bend. Y'all niggas better strap in. I'm gone.
I'ma do my thing. No advice from a lame. Smoking perk and brown. Straight to my brain. Y'all trippin' like on vacation, y'all out. Running around town talking like a girl now. Colombian tie, leave a snitch. Sitting back on the couch with one wish. Dead serious, revenge is my favorite dish. God forbid I catch you in your street. I ain't gonna let them remark me. And if it happened, God, please, if you deserve it, see. Cause I ain't trippin', nigga, I ain't slippin'. Raised up on the streets, mama slippin' in the kitchen. Hey, we wasn't living good, I had to make it good. And when I hit the block, yeah, they know we good. I ain't trippin', I ain't slippin'. Hey, you better listen, you better pay attention.
I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna do my thing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Hey, kid, Cloudy, don't think about it, dog. Coke, marijuana, she's in a lot of guns. Cause they killing, feeling murderous, getting disrespect. This one with my nerves quick. Man, I ain't tripping no more. Got my favorite friend sliding, he bought both bowls. For these haters discriminating since I hit the street. I'm not a vegetarian, and I eat beef. So be careful what you sharing if you rapping is good. Realize this reality, you stuck in the hood. You ain't for real, though, never made plans. Sit back, relax, and watch out for Santos. Can you kill a stranger in your backyard? Don't get confused with your friends, they can see you fall. I ain't hanging out with them, I don't think they cool.
what I do. I'm gonna do my thing. I'm gonna do my thing. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. I'm gonna do me and you, just do you. 'Cause I'm gonna do my thing. I'ma do my thing.
If you don't like it, when I be like, I'm gonna do my thing, because that's MDK down in Miami. He says, I'm gonna do me, and you gonna do you. Call back, get me, stop hanging up. Hey, yo, I got my man D. Stewart on driving the highway. He's gonna do his thing. Hey, I didn't call the tail end of that cut right there, but that's my man from Miami. What do you think about that song?
You talking about me, man? I mean, if you're talking to me.
You
guys, you know what I mean? You know what I'm going to do right now? If you really live, I wanted you to play some that new Jay-Z Magna Carta, you know what I mean, with that feature of Beyonce. On the run. Because me and my baby, we on the run to Palm Springs, baby. That's what I want to hear. If you really live, you know what I mean? I want to hear that new Magna Carta by Jigga.
We on the run, be Bonnie and Clyde. What's up, Jimmy? What's up?
Well,
listen, it's your girl, Tina.
I went commercial early. I know y'all was listening to me, but, you know, I got people, like, all around the world. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they ain't never been heard. And it's their time to shine right here, you know. And then last step right there, that's what you call Paradise City. They represent Miami, Mr. MDK. But listen, this is the newest stuff I got, DCZ. Are you familiar with Dead Prez? The group Dead Prez?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they got a DJ Mike Flow. He's just busting out. I had him on my show. See, let me say about Mike Flow. You know, this might be kind of old school hip hopish for you and your little fly girl right there. You know, I know you pop models. You riding around and demoed out. You know what I'm saying? You probably float with your little all white driving right now, top down. You know what I'm saying? In the breeze, because about 7 o'clock your time, you know, you're enjoying the grind. You know, you're enjoying the grind. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I got this cat named Mike Flow. He's going to be touring right now. He's going to be in Detroit from Dead Prez. He's on my show. Pontius Brother. Now, this is the newest one of the commercial stuff I got. Now, I'm going to let you hear it, because he's from the West Coast. He's picking up your boy Tupac. Now, check it out. It's Mike Flow. He's from the Chi-Hole, but he represents Chi-Hole with the Clark Atlanta, HBCU, shout out to Black College all around the world. DJ for Dead Prez.
Let me hear what you got, man. I got you on satellite radio, baby. Let's go.
Here we go, Tupac, my man Tupac.
I'm already convicted. My whole life has been turned around. I lost every job. I lost everything, every opportunity. I can't get buy cars, can't get rent, can't get none of that. But I'm still a survivor. You know, I'm still coming to court, still smiling, still signing autographs. But soon I'm going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to the world. You know, America eats babies. No matter what y'all think about me, I'm still your child. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like that.
Dedicated to the legacy of Tupac Amaru Shakur. May you forever rest in Uhuru. RBG soldier. Let's get up.
Tupac back. Tupac back. That's what my elders say, and Black Power is back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. We ain't wasting no time. My nigga seizing the moment. I'm taking over this record. But bitch, you gotta respect it. Check it out. Get stripped naked. Exposed. Matter of seconds. I'm talking Tupac back. Tupac back. That's what my niggas yelling. Black Power is back. But you niggas underachieving, misrepresenting the meaning, legacy, culture, I'm heated. I'm talking Tupac Amaru, indigenous in the jungle, guerrilla war in the struggle, study truth and get humble. Now when I think about Pac, I see the man of duality, Sundi Yada, Asada, Afeni, Mutudu family, fuck the focus on Hennessy, Death Row ain't the answer, turn up Tupacalypse now, you hear Tupac is a panther.
gotta balance the scale. Channel thug and prevail. Live and learn from the lessons. Repeat mistakes, you fail. See, Pop was more than a martyr, more like a warrior training. Look at one thug to one nation. All the momentum was gaining. That after Pop, they was fearing. Too many niggas united. One goal, one aim. Fuck the system and fight it. Like it or love it, no choice. We G'd up with a voice. You name a song with that title, you celebrate and rejoice. They screaming, Tupac back. Tupac back. That's what my elders say, and black power is back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. We ain't wasting no time. My nigga seizing the moment. I'm taking over this record. The bitch, you gotta respect it. Check it out. Get stripped naked. Exposed. Matter of seconds. I'm talking Tupac back. Tupac back. That's what my niggas yelling. Black power is back. You smell that elephant in the room. He might be a cop. I take this shit real serious. Especially cause Pop was shot. And killed, never revealed. The shooter out there in Vegas. Lot of careers popped up. Half of them wouldn't have made it. These imitators and clones. Opportunists and drones. Got these crackers as leeches. You got these rapping COs. Yeah, I said it. I'm standing on it. I honor the code. Now you can ignore it and make believe a bitch. I ain't sold. I'm in the business of setting the record straight and recording. I hear the preacher, the judge, but touch the shit that's important. These niggas scared to do it, worried about reputations of record sales and publicity. Really fear confrontation. Fuck a beef, I don't eat it. I'm here to raise a vibration. Honor a soldier, a rider, inspire your liberation. Pour a libation and put your head to the floor when you thank them. Cause the pockets might flow. A new day on the plantation. I'm screaming, Tupac back. Tupac back. That's what my elders say, and black power is back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. We ain't wasting no time. My niggas seizing the moment. I'm taking over this record. The bitch, you gotta respect it. Check it out. Get stripped naked. Exposed. Matter of seconds. I'm talking Tupac back. Tupac back. That's what my niggas yelling. Black power is back.
Yeah, that ain't came out yet. He gonna be doing that song on tour right there. These T's, what do you think about that cut right there?
It's all right.
Yeah, but it's listen, everybody right out there, my man Dex is a show-off pretty boy fly, right? He just Instagrammed me, him driving down the street with his pretty little lady and stuff like that. So Emmy told me to play this song for that fly little girl you got.
Okay, now what do you do? You say you manage produce. So really, what else is new? You in my face and no clue. Trying to hit it, no use, look at you. Would I talk to you? I'm a diva, check my record. See my money, Bruce, Bruce. I've been here pro too, so you can kick rock and shoot. You know I do what I do. Quite frank, I'm making the moves. Then I'm throwing a deuce. They say I'm better than you. Cause I go in and grind like any nigga do. Where we coming to?
Derek, that was to that big booty girl you sitting in the car with. Now, I don't know why you're showing off. It ain't cool to show off. You know that, right, man? You know it ain't good to show off, right? You know. But that's good. Hold on. Hold on. I got another cup for you, girl. Hold on, another cup for you, girl. This is Dion, everybody. Oh, what's going on? No music? What happened? I lose everybody? No way. No way that I lose people. I couldn't lose nobody. I shouldn't lose everybody. Well, I'm going to keep on talking until something happens. Ebony, you fix the technical difficulties you got going on right there. Fix something because I'm getting dead air here. Right. Everything seems to be working properly. I don't know. Maybe man with the Death Valley. I don't know if music playing or not. So what do you got on your end, Ed? What, a dead zone? I can't call it. I hit on music. And I lost my man. Okay, Ebony. Can we go to commercial or something like that? Yo, Derek, call me back right now. I know we got disconnected. Call me back right now, because this is the song I was trying to play for your girl, right? Call me back. All right. This song is for my man from the Netherlands. No, not from the Netherlands. Play the song, Dion, baby you, badass.
Yep.
Now, I had technical difficulties, and all these songs are playing back and forth. Now, I've been telling everybody I got, like, audience overseas. Germany, I'm playing Germany cut. I'm playing from Germany. I'm playing the last half now. I got, I'm going to play all these overseas cuts that I got. Now, this is for a guy who wrote this song for his wife. You know, he's American. He went to a black college and stuff like that. But I don't call your country out because I ain't going to front on you. Or call your name out because I ain't going to front. Yeah, his name is Dion. I call your name out, Dion, because you know everybody know your cut. And I ain't got Ebony with me because I can't get the country down right. But I know it's 4 in the morning. I know you're watching the show. Now, I'm playing this cut again because my showing off homie, that's his party in Palm Springs again. I want to pump that up one more time for him. It's riding down Palm Springs, pump his party up. Want to hear all the booty shaking music because, you know, he's a fly guy. He's a fly guy. And so I was playing, you know, music and stuff like that. He ain't a hardcore, gritty hip-hop lover. But he wants to show everybody he got a fine-ass lady because he wants to show off as Yellow Spring cats, you know. But, hey, here you go, man. Now let me know what you think about this one. No. Let me know what you put your lady on the phone after this cut is on and let me know what she thinks about this one.
Yep.
Since you expect to grab me all these pictures of your girl. Now,
All that.
Is that song pretty for your lady?
Oh, that was live. I like that joint. That was hot. That was hot.
Yeah, that's my man D. I used to know a way. And, you know, I guess a woman has some ass like no one ever seen, and that ass motivated him to write a song. It's an ass motivating writing song. You know. I'm about to play a song from St. Louis. Let me know what you think about this one. This is Codeine Kong. We go Kong.
Kong. Kong. Kong. Kong. Kong.
Shit, but they ain't about what they saying. So like an angry beaver, man, I do not give a damn. Fuck the bullshit, man, I treat it like spam. My papa King Kong, he say, what up, Uncle Sam? Okay, catch me on that south side. On the block, I'm outside. These pussy niggas got girl traits. Yeah, they desperate housewives. Nigga, I go Kong, smoking on that strong. She say I'm off the chain, she trying to get it on. Okay, I got my Nike boots on. Throw the camera, I'm trying to get money, like don't get bananas. I'm random, I got Anna, nigga, pardon my manners. Throw a tantrum on any beat, my flow need anger management. I'm panicking, no, not really, I'm cool. Like the cigarette, nigga, I am poison for you. I wasn't immature, but now I've improved. I'm hurting niggas' pride like a Crip, they blue.
We somebody, we go calm. On the throne, so you know just what we on. We go body, we go calm. We always put that tone, bitch. You better leave us alone. We go body, we go calm. Papa on the throne, so you know just what we on. We go body, we go calm. We always put that tone, bitch. You better leave us alone. Bitch, your lips up. Treat the pole like hiccups. Back with Lou Kong, shorty. Yeah, that my lip, bro. I'm quick to pull a stick up, grab a tool and lift up. Lead a scene brutal, treat the tires like swishers. Bitches wanna lick us, I'm blow pop dirty. Phone ringing, that's her nigga. She said she not worried. These pussy niggas rap about it, you can tell I'm real. That ain't shit in my body, shawty rolling like a wheel. Wonder how his mama feel, knowing she done raised a bitch. The kid is in your name, watch me make a child trip. Laughing, real mo niggas about that action. Got the Green Bay with us, Kong's packing. Shooting, breaking jaws, fuck the laws, bitch, we trashing. Only nigga dumping in your scene is the trash man. Whole click napping, we sleeping when we meet them, ain't no chat. Put feet right on his teeth and get the tap. Smack, we somebody. We go Kong, Papa on the throne, so you know just what we on. We somebody. Tone, bitch, you better leave us alone. We somebody, we go Kong, Papa on the throne, so you know just what we on. We somebody, we go Kong, we always put that tone, bitch, you better leave us alone.
Y'all know who it is. It's the Bull Q the Question. I'm on my mogul shit right now. Remember when I said SKE would take the game by storm? I told y'all Trimac would be a star one day. And we ready to dominate. We on our Puffy and Biggie shit now. I speak this into existence. Yo, Trell, let them know why I got your back 100%.
You motherfuckers who I am. Capital T, nigga, hyphen, man. Better believe that hype in that. Put it in bold letters when you type in that. My cancer act with a counter, man. Those are your notes with a cataract. Have you sweating, capping feet, but shit, I blow your cap it back. Go bizarre like D12. Ill, your music, speed smell. Step in the rain and see trouble. This blade drop like Miguel. Derail your whole squad. Big Sean, oh God. I'm tatted with a triangle to say I'm luminal with one eye. Bring it back to my heritage, to my arrogance. And radio frequencies airing it. Comparing me to niggas, they wish they had me. Live from the underground like Harriet or Big Crit. Attracting girls with big hips, slim waisted, big lips, and big tits.
Trump, man, you ain't been bragging.
Funny thing that I've been laughing, cause these niggas I've been tragic. Yeah. Shoot the whip, but they been wet. Yeah. They say when I move, I move the fastest. Too fast for some damn traffic. Ain't no collision with my niggas. A bad decision is that tragic, nigga.
Yo, Trump just went in on that one. Now, y'all know we got the boy Peter Jones on the rise. I know y'all been seeing him everywhere lately. I'm passing you the rock now, P. The people are watching. Can you deliver?
Can I deliver? Like, really? You gonna ask me that question? Is it my time to go now? Like, is it my time?
Here's your chance right now.
Hell yeah. When I get on the mic, I do that shit like hell yeah. When I throw them bows like a ludicrous, like hell yeah. Cross me, nigga, get crucifix. I'm too legit for your duplicates. Can't measure up to your ruler's thick. I'm the newest recruit here. When I know when I do here in the booth here. Nominated for the new year. Been lied about, but I'm the truth here. Common sense is coming. If the proposition is nothing, if you stopping this, you bugging. Only competition, my cousin. Can't fool of them niggas. Got a handful of them triggers. Blah, 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 blah. Rainstorming your niggas. Sees green, I best the trail. Mistreated, he got me back. He bar for bar. Next for that. Cue the question, girl, roger that. Respect this flow, but I check your hope. When a nigga bad with a decimal, no X and O's. Probably next thing I'm off on that web episode. I made it, I hate it, I'm overrated. I'm famous, I let the greatest debate it. Lyrically, I'm in the matrix, cause I'm the one. Yeah, Q. Ain't nothing more to it. Put some more beat on that joint.
Cocaine. Shout out to my nigga Jawan Dwayne. Check it, check it. If you niggas want the real, I'ma give it to you straight like that. Yo, Hive, you about to put an ace on the map. I came in the front, niggas escaped out the back. You only 6'7", this is 8-foot rap. 8 shots in between your face and your lap. You better stay from round where gangsters is at. Cock back, that's how them gangsters react. I done been through some shit, I can show you the car facts. For small time niggas with fraud and carjacks, I'm the one you call to get your car back. Rather rat a tat or attack with ball bats. This is what it is, I'm giving you raw facts. And I don't give a fuck about a bitch. I just tell her to drop her drop and unloosen her bra strap. Straight out of the gate, I'm as clear as contact. One button to root, spark the hell, and fall back. Yo, high. Word the fuck up, nigga. Let that shit breathe for a minute. Okay, that's enough air right about there. Who the fuck want war with me? Guns floor, 30 inches or more, butter the F-450. Big truck shit, big money thing. I'm the shit, my nigga, you just a shit stain. The biggest nigga in the kitchen since Ben Rain. I ball like I got a shoe deal with 6 rings. I got big cheese like Green Bay, but the greenback's the only team that we play. Ha!
Dwayne to rock on the track, feel it.
Yeah. Good look. Good looking out on the track to rock. Know how we do. Fuck these niggas that can't be serious. Chuck D gotta say it like it really is. Pocket stuff with cheese like a Philly is. Make more money than all your affiliates. Even them Ukrainian niggas is feeling this. A big city pimp, pull it out and drill a bitch. 8 bank accounts and I ain't even got a wife. I'm at the in bags, get your swagger right. And without money, I couldn't imagine life. Broke niggas, I'll pay y'all to smash your wife. You're dead, say my name, it's the afterlife.
shouts out to Prince Paul, a new contributor to the Underground. You can check him out. We try and get him on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, but you can check him out every other Tuesday so far. Let me get a rundown of who I played before Prince Paul, a.k.a. Prince Poetry from Organized Confusion, Charlie Dynamite, Royal Army, J. Juwan, 8-Foot Rep, Trail Mac, Hell Yeah, or Hey Yeah. We had for Trail Mac, we had Kong, played Kong. Who else did he play today? They played Kong, Trail Mac, I don't have him down. Man, my bad, y'all. If I skipped your song, my bad. So let me just go to commercial break. That's what Dime P's video talking about.
I'm listening to every
lesson. If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime P's video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePeaceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeated use throughout the month.
Black Ink Incorporated presents Valentine's Day New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday.
And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall,
West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School. Doors open at 8 p.m.
$3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks,
$10 admission. Ladies, you're free before 11. 25 and over with ID a must. Free light buffet. Upstairs, a live performance from Montana Black and the sounds of DJ Smooth.
Valentine's Day New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday.
And every Thursday at Pulaski Hall, West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School. Relax downstairs and chill.
Mingle and have uninterrupted conversations.
25 and over with ID a must. $3 shot drinks, $5 mixed drinks, $10 admission. It's New School Old School Hip Hop Music Thursday at Pulaski Hall,
West Hunting Park Ave, across from Grant High School.
Another Black Ink Incorporated production.
Yo, that's in Philadelphia. Now, I know y'all saying Valentine's Day, but the promoter said it started Valentine's Day and they're going to run it until he tells me to stop running it. So I'm running it until he tells me to stop running it. Speaking of Montana Black, let's pitch to Montana Black.
Yeah. So I tell her, I say whatever you do, don't stop sucking. Breathe through your motherfucking ears.
Yes. I can't imagine it. Be harder than Africans. Feet lifting no mattress. My swag level is champion. Higher than an average. More harder to manage. The kid is only she. When I'm on my sheet, I have them. Look at how we handle them. Build them, then dismantle them. More money, more problems. I solve them, even stuff like mannequins. Chicks always be asking, like, is you about your song?
Do you do that freaky shit I be hearing when I sing along?
Wait, hands in a motherfucking air, okay. Soon as I step up in the this bitch talking shit, cause I didn't wanna hit, no way. VIP packed like Puerto Ricans packed in the back of a two-door act doing 50. Ain't nobody fucking with me in my city. And if you hear them saying it, they to come get me.
Cause you done heard about me. My dick about as long as the plot from South Street.
That's a long motherfucking walk when you're tired. Treat my shit.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up, bitch, tweet my shit. Shut up, nigga, tweet my shit. Shut up, bitch, tweet my shit. Shut up, nigga, tweet my shit. Shut up, bitch, tweet my shit. Shut up, nigga, tweet my shit. Shut up, bitch, tweet my shit.
Hold up, everybody about to walk up in a club. Hold up, show me love. Hold up, show me love. Come on, please, come and show me respect. Now it's not Higgy, nigga, on to the next. On to the next show, post it on Twitter. Can I say, get her now, bitch, I'ma get her.
Brain freeze.
Put the chick in the back.
See, bitch, coming, don't hold me back.
Listen, with your hands up in the sky. Bitch, just tweet me, don't ask why. I'm a problem, in a society. I ain't got a job. How you gonna fire me? See a smile, wanna wiggle your feet. You really like it, then go ahead, tweet.
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I'm black on the verse, so yeah, I thought the flow was sick. It's about to get worse when I coast. All these niggas like nerfs and they looking like nerds. And I'm so action packed that my name should be a verb. Uh-huh. Yeah, I came from the curb. Hustling from the block, used to run from the cops. I was fucking with the pots from the boat to the kitchen. Busting like a Glock and that wasn't even written. Off the bullshit and nigga tweet this shit. Made it on the first, cash came first. And you know I had to come and just tweet this shit. How I treat your bitch, I'm so disrespectful. Everything I do, I'ma try to get it checked for. Nigga bought a chip like a game of Connect Four. Still getting slept on, so we pop the beat. Vibe to the beat, motherfucker, gotta tweet it. Tweet my song, get the heat back on, get the feet back on, and we can make it pop. Wait, see through these rappers like a roller scotch. Knocking back any like a bottle like Crush Grape. Money straight, nigga. Why I hate, nigga? Bitch, keep my song like a Chris Brown pitcher.
Ladies love me, I'm on my James Brown. Beat the shit out of bitch, how does that sound?
You thought you just was gonna put me in a fucking headlock and while I was in my Ferrari, or and that was gonna be it?
Shut up, nigga.
Tweet that bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Tweet that bitch.
Shut up, nigga. Tweet my shit. Shut
up, your throat. Tweet that bitch.
Shut up, nigga. Tweet my shit. Shut up,
bite your arm. Tweet that bitch.
Shut up, nigga. Tweet my shit. Shut up, bitch.
Tweet that bitch. Big forehead, bitch. Big face, bitch. Tweet that bitch. Yeah, tweet that bitch. I dance in your fucking grave when you die. Tweet that bitch.
Sean Ross, and everybody, don't forget about Emmett Till. for the temperature and the chill. Let's not forget about Trayvon Martin. Good night, and may your God be with you.
Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.